Very, very true. There's no argument for me with there. Once it's out of my hands and a company like FedEx takes it, it's out of my hands. But it's also, like I say, when you're waiting for something and FedEx motto is positively, absolutely has to be there overnight, you know. That's why I only use FedEx for myself. But the fact of the matter is if I order something and it's not there the next day, I'm calling FedEx. I said, okay, my package did not arrive. I need a refund on my credit card for the shipping, please. And 9 times out of 10, they go, oh, Donald's on the phone again. Here we go. Something didn't make it. And I usually get a refund. But, you know, you look at these logistics things, and I'm a fan of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas shows and how these guys move these stage shows, these elaborate stage shows with the pyrotechnics and graphics and, you know, blow it up, smoke it up, you know, blast it out. And they move. They do 2 shows a day, so they lose like 4 hours out of your day just doing, you know, I think it's what, 5 hours, 6 hours? I would say maybe the course over 8 hours, they do 2 shows. So you already lose a third of your day. And they pack up the show, and obviously I think they have 2 sets of stages for each crew. So they're going, you know, like they leave Cleveland, go to Chicago, and then they play Detroit in between, and, you know, then Detroit we might play Grand Rapids. You know how those kind of things work. It's almost like that, but on a bigger scale, but you're just using, you know, race cars and, you know, other types of equipment. So logistics, yeah. I don't even know how they do that. They do 90 shows over the course of, like, 45, 46 days, the last 6 weeks of November, December, and crisscross the state in some adverse weather conditions, but they've never missed a show.